We are on Yudim and Beis. We're now in the middle of the story of Avshalom. Avshalom rebelled against David HaMelech, and he was Nisgar B'Sarai. And we brought the riot that he was Nisgar B'Sarai from the fact that he used to weigh his hair every year. That means obviously his hair was meaningful to him, point of... Like, he felt great because of his hair. So we're up to that he got caught. Yesterday we learned he got caught suspended in between the tree and the ground. He wanted to desuspend himself by cutting himself off from the tree, cutting off his hair. But he saw the Gehenna open under him. And if he'd fall straight into Gehenna. Again, exactly what that means, I don't know. Obviously, he saw Gehenna. And he stayed there. And then Yoav and his servants came and finished him off. So we are up to now, Vayirges HaMelech, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom of Yudim and Beis. Last two words. Vayirges HaMelech, the Melech got upset, David. Vayal al Aliyas Hashar, he went to the floor above the gate, the area above the gate. Vayevkin, he cried. Vachayamar, the Lechtai B'ni Avshalom. When he went, He went, my son Avshalom. B'ni Avshalom, Mi'itn Baisi Ani Taktecha, I wish I could have died instead of you. Avshalom b'ni. By Melech Lot as Panov, he covered his face. By Yizek HaMelech Kogodl b'ni, Avshalom b'ni. Frank the Gemara, Hani Tmanya, Zimni b'ni, Lama. Why did he repeat the word b'ni 8 times? Shiva, the Askim, Shiva Madura Gehenim. 7 times, David HaMelech brought him up from the 7 levels of Gehenim. And Bidach, and the 8th one, Iker the army, the car of Rachel and Gabi Gufe, because when they chopped his head off, his head rolled away, and Gabi HaMelech saying, B'ni, brought the head back to the body, obviously an ace. The Iker the army, the Isis, by the way, getting him out of Gehenna was also an ace. The Iker the army, the Isis, Al-Madasi, he got him into Eilam Haba, meaning not only took him out of Gehenna, but he got him into Gan Eden. Now this is a major, let's do Rashi first. Look to Rashi. The car of Rachel got Megufay. Shai Rasha Mushlach Rochach Megufay. The head was far away from the body. The Kirvani brought it close. Now, Tysus is bothered by the fact that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, children can do schusim for the father. Father can't do schusim for the children. So how could David HaMelech save his son? That's what Tysus asks the question. So Taisa says, since he died in a terrible death, that made him possible for David HaMelech to be able to do things for him up there. Because he got a lot of his einish in this world already, the way he was killed, not killed in a normal way, but he was killed in a misa mishuna, Taisa calls it. Therefore, David HaMelech. The second teretz, Taisa says, and my Rishiva used to say this over, that since Avshalom got a lot of his punishment in this world, it allowed David HaMelech to help him in the next world. The second Tzitzis says is that with Tzvila you can change everything. Avalei Mezakeh Brah is without Tzvila. Tzvila changes everything. So that's what my Rishiva used to say that. That a lot of the things that we can do or can't do are subject to whether we daven or we don't daven. Right? So therefore, David HaMelech through Tefillah was able to help his son up there. There's a Rashba. And again, I will just quote the Rashba. I'll say it anyway, why not? The Rashba asks, we say Tzchus Avos. That means our Avos do help us down here. And the Gemara says, Abba Le Mezakeh Brah. Brah Mezakeh Abba. Yeah, that's the same as others. Same question, no difference. That's the question the Rashba asks in the Tshuvas. So the Rashba answers as follows, and I would just say the Rashba, anybody has any questions, commentaries, it's all wonderful. I only can tell you what the Rashba says the way I understood him. Dr. Rashba, there are three people that have partnership in a human being. Dad, mom, and the Rebbeinu's father. When a person dies, the Rebbeinu's son takes away his share and leaves dad and mom's share in this world. But the body gets buried. That's dad and mom's share. The life of a person comes from the Rebbeinu's father. So the person's death means the Rebbeinu's son removes his chelik and leaves the other v'imai chelik in this world. Dr. Rashba, Abba le mezaka bra means a father cannot help his son up there because the father's connection to the son is physical. Therefore, a father cannot help his son in Eilam Amas, cannot help his son up there. Down here, in physicality, the father is very connected to his son, both when he's alive and posthumously. Therefore, Schus Avos can help us in Eilam Hazeh, Dr. Rashba. Schus Avos is not going to help us up there. When a person dies and he comes up there, he will not be, the fact that he's a Yid and he has a problem, Yitzchak V'Yadis or Rashba, will not help us. Because up there, the father has nothing to do with his son. His doing with his son is that he put him into this world physically. And therefore, he can help the physicality while the child is physical. He can help him down here. A son can be mezakeh his father in Eilam Haba, because the reason the son was able to perform mitzvahs, and the reason the son is able to function, is because he had a father that brought him to this world. Therefore, everything the son does gets attributed to the father. So a father can help his son, chus avos is good in this world, where the avos put us into this world. Therefore, in this world, they can help us. In the next world, chus avos, I'm just quoting a Rashba, chus avos will not help us. Therefore, Abba le mezakeh bra. He could in this world, but not up there. Bra mezakeh Abba, because anything a son does is a result of the fact that his parents put him here. Therefore, a son can do for the father. Yes, doctor. I told you, I have nothing else to say, just with Rashba.
Does that mean that Rashba does not the Medrash that Avraham Avinu, someone stands to get to Canaan and anyone who has a breath?
I don't know what he does with that. He doesn't deal with that thing. I'm just taking over the Rashba. And the Rashba is a region, so therefore one has to be very careful when they argue the Rashba.
I have great respect for the Rashba. I've got one other question, which is that what you said explains something which is interesting. But you've got something with two equivalents. If Avshalom is caught and cuts his hair with his sword, he drops straight into Canaan. Or if Yoav and his men kill him, then he goes essentially straight into Canaan. I mean, he knows that, but he chose so we see that the death, even extrajudicial, the death itself not brought about by his own hands or not existing at all, is the Kabbalah.
Yes.
So how did he answer Orpheus? Well,
this is Rashba. No, I don't know, but Tyson's Kasha is still Shver. How could the father do for his kid? Yeah, 100%. The Tyson says his parents. The Rashba Stam deals with the fact that we do say Tzchus Avos, so what does that mean? Abba Lev Azar Kabra. Again, in the piece of Rashba that I saw, this is what he says. It's a Chubas of Rashba. It's not a parish from a Sefer Saita.
Everything that Avos did, that's supposed to help us, right?
Down here.
Alive.
While we are alive. Again, I'm quoting a Rashba. Take it, leave it, do whatever you want with it. Thank you. Dr. Gemara writes, Avshalom Lakach, we're talking about Pesukim of Avshalom. He took Vayatzev Le'Bechayev, and he made Yad Avshalom, which is what am I supposed to say? He made himself a memorial, a guest, for lack of a better word, while he was alive. What does it mean, lokach? What did he take? My lokach. Amar shlokach, shlokach mekach lo'ra la'atzmai. He made a deal, meaning he made himself... is somebody on here? He made himself a shrara when he took... Let's do Rashi. Amar shlokach mekach lo'ra la'atzmai. Amar shlokach lo'ra la'atzmai. according to Bach, as Asrara Hazayis Bechayev, he took this leadership role when he was alive, which was not a good idea for him to launch the rebellion. He made himself a memorial. According to the way the Gemara Darshan said, it doesn't seem that the memorial was the bad idea. It seems what he did was a bad idea. In the Valley of the King. And with Darshan... I guess so. There is a Yad Avshalom even today. It exists. It was built by Avshalom. I have no idea.
People go there for what reason?
I don't know if anybody goes there. It's a tourist attraction. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's the reason I know there's a place like that.
I'm sorry. What's called the Yad Avshalom in the Gehinnom Vil Gehinnom, I think that was built by him. That's not somebody else. It's called the Yad Avshalom, but that wasn't from what I read years ago. It was not built by Avshalom.
I can't comment. I don't know. Now, why is it Be'emek HaMelech? Why do I care where exactly it is? Amar Amchirin Ba'Bava, Be'etza Amukah Shemalka Shalaylam. The fact that Rav Shalom rebelled was the Rabbeinu Shalaylam's plan. The Trashi, Eitza Amukah Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Shemelech HaLam, Shegazer Al David came to Maisa Ba'Sheva. There was a Gzeira on David that he would have somebody rebel against him. Avshalom volunteered for the job. Let me explain this. Again, I don't want to spend all day on this, so let me just explain this and let's go. And that is, Kaiser had to go to Galus. The tribe is punished for persecuting us. But we were supposed to be there. The answer is, they volunteered for the job. They didn't do it to keep the Rabbi Shalom's Zerah. They did it because they hated Jews or whatever reason it was now. Therefore, they get punished. They also might have done more, but I'm not getting involved in that. But I see for Lara, I'm not going there. Sorry. That's Kali. Same thing here. David HaMelech needed a rebellion. Avshalom volunteered for the job. It doesn't absolve him from punishment because David HaMelech needed it to happen. Nobody asked Avshalom to volunteer. But when he volunteered, he was carrying out. I don't mean he signed up and said, here I am, going to do this. But when he ended up doing it, he was carrying out what the Gzeira was against David. The Trashi, Eitzah Mukah Shakarish Baruch Hu Shemelech Ha'ilam, Shagazer Al David came to Ma'aseh Ba'Sheva, he was going to this in Ma'aseh Ba'Sheva.
Can we call it that? He's not telling us something.
No, he's not, because the Gemara said Malkus Shalom. Because the Pasuk called it HaMelech.
Not talking
about HaMelech. Tashem HaMelech in the Pasuk.
Okay.
Again, the Pasuk says HaMelech. So we're describing what HaMelech means in the Pasuk.
Oh, that's not
part of the quote. The Pasuk says Hashem HaEmek HaMelech. The Chanina Bar Papa says Eitz Amuka of the Melech. Which Melech? Malchus Shalom. The Chzem. In the Meikim Melech Rami
Beisecha. Again, so he needed some kind of punishment for...
Hashem told David, Shmuel Beis, Yud Beis, and then he makes the next line in the Rogmar, the Chzem, in the Meikim Melech Rami Beisecha. There will be a rebellion from your household. That's what David was told in the story of Bathsheba. Now, who was going to be that rebellion?
But why did Hashem decree that?
Because of the story of David and Bathsheba.
It's all like... Again, who are we to judge David and Mela? This is always a question. He did something wrong. How could David did something wrong? If Hashem decreed something against him, he must have done something that Hashem didn't want.
Correct.
So it's not heresy then.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's because it depends what you say he did wrong. What he did wrong is not for Bible critics to talk about. What he did wrong is Chazal to interpret, and the Mefarshei Anavi to interpret.
Okay.
Yes, he did wrong. Hashem, Nadav and Anavi came to David and said, you sinned.
Right.
So obviously he sinned.
What was his sin,
Rabbi? We're not learning Navi now. But there's a Malbim, if you want to learn this, it's a good thing. In Shmuel Beis, the Malbim goes through the whole story and shows the two parts that David HaMelech did wrong. Nothing to what the what you would think he did wrong. I don't mean you personally. We find a similar thing where somebody volunteers or ends up volunteering for a job that has to be done. It says, he sent them, Yaakov sends Yosef to go see his brothers. Now the problem is Chevron is not a valley. So what does it mean? My papa, the same person. That deep counsel, that deep thing that that tzaddik should cover b'chevron. Yaakov sent Yosef on a mission that ended up beginning to carry out what Hashem had told Avraham Avinu. There had to be a gullus. They had to end up in Mitzrayim. And the start of that was Yosef going to his brothers and the brothers selling him. Now, the brothers had Bechira. They did not have to sell him. What would have happened? The Rebbeinu Shlom has ways of running the world. The brothers, quote-unquote, volunteered to do the job, and therefore that's how Klal Yisrael ends up in Mitzrayim. If not, Hashem would have gotten us down there a different way. It's not for us to figure out how Hashem does his things. But the bottom line is, looking at it, this was the beginning of carrying out what Hashem had said, Kigei Yizaracha Beretz Kor Elohem. This is where it starts. When he sent Joseph down to his brothers, is the beginning of Galus Mitzrayim.
No.
Yes, I'm just telling you what the pasuk is saying. You want to say your own drush? You can write it in a letter to that Tarasimi, and you can get it printed in the sefer, the next volume.
Same parsley,
so it's
pasuk and
sitting down. Right. Rashi.
What was up with she there?
Can I just finish Rashi? Didn't he make him hit the kaima? He's the one that has got it done. Matzev is the varav shal kodesh baruch hu. He established what Hashem had said would happen. It says when Hashem's words are carried out, Nitzav. Gorim, this is the pasuk that he called the memorial on his name. Gorim It became Avshalom's rebellion. It was a rebellion that was necessary. But he got it on his name. It was called the hand of Avshalom Kaki Nikras. So Rashi doesn't talk about the Ksainis Pasim. So I said, Tzadik Shekover Bechevram, Avraham. So the Mepharshim want to know why we're blaming Avraham for this. It's Rebbeinu Shlom, it's Eitzah Mukov. Why is it Shalaisa Tzadik? I mean, Avraham was told this, but why? So we say, there we said, Eitzah Mukov Shemalka Shalaylam. So this is also Eitzah Mukov Shemalka Shalaylam. The Mepharshim say, Avraham Avinu was given a choice. To cry to have Golus or go to Gehenim. He was given a choice, and he chose the Golus. So since he chose this as the Kapara of Klal Yisrael, as a Klal Yisrael, therefore, it's Eitzah Mukav Shel Eitzah Tzadik. Shem said, do you want your children to go to Golus, or do you want them to have Gehenim as a Klal Yisrael? For whatever indiscretions they need a kapara for, as a Klal Yisrael, not as individuals. Avraham Avinu chose Golus. The Medrash, I can show you the Medrash.
He must have done something really bad.
Who?
Klal Yisrael.
Well, we're still in Golus, by the way. I don't know if you noticed.
No, I mean, what he was for
at that time, what choice?
Yeah, what
was presented? What was
But yes, Avraham Avinu was told that whatever reason Klal Yisrael needs Golus Mitzrayim, they could avoid it, but they would have to go through Gehenim.
What does that mean?
At the end of Gehenim, we'd come back?
No, they would have to go through Gehenim as a final purification. the neshamas need something as a Klal Yisrael to be purified. Not as individuals, but as a Klal Yisrael. Why are we in Mitzrayim? Why were we in Golos? Why are we now in Golos? Because Klal Yisrael needs Golos.
Refine us, but...
So whatever... not only to refine us, as a kapara. Okay, so I'm not going to go there. It's a medrash. You want to learn medrash, we'll learn medrash a different time. This is a medrash. So therefore, the Mepharshim says to say, Yes, doctor.
And all of this is covered. We're dealing with the rather
vague
childish aspect of getting slapped on the wrist or something like that. This is not that. The whole thing is covered in probably one of the most incomprehensible form ever written, which is Charles de Gaulle. But in the end, there is a kin. And this also brings up something which I think is an answer to the questions we were asked on the Rushba, which is the Abbas were different than anyone else in that we have this principle of Maitha Abbas Simul Banum. We don't have this by ourselves, that any time you take a step in one direction, it limits the number of paths that you can take in the future. It doesn't define exactly. You use the words of Max Tegmark, it's incalculable.
But the Rashba doesn't say this.
I'm sorry, what?
The Rashba doesn't say this.
No, I'm aware of that.
Okay.
I'm saying this could be an answer
could
to
be.
People who are uncomfortable with the Rashba.
And well, it can be uncomfortable with the Rashba.
Is the Rashba.
Exactly.
The
deep gzera. A deep gzera.
The Beis HaMukhlet shows the gzera on Avram.
That was told to Avram.
So, but no, that has nothing to do with it.
Again, I'm not learning Chumash. See, this is the problem. Like, we can learn Chumash for a week, but we're not learning Chumash now. That's not what the Gemara is getting involved in. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. Eitza Mukha means the deep Zera. That's all. That was told to Avraham. That's what this Gemara says. I want to learn the Doran Daf Lamed Beis, and you want to see what it says there, why we have to go to Golos Mitzrayim? See the Doran Lamed Beis. Merit Hashem, after we finish Saita, we'll learn the Doran.
I shouldn't take the word literally. It means
a gzera.
Means
a gzera. A deep gzera. A deep. I don't know what
Arsko say. Council.
Deep council. It means the gzera that was told to Avraham Avinu. Yes, doctor.
Would the term etamuka also be appropriately translated as something which is not comprehensible to us on our level?
Maybe. Perhaps. That's my right. When he built this memorial to himself, it's because he had no children. He had three sons and one daughter. He did not have a son that could take over for him that was appropriate to be king. So he didn't feel that he had a son worthy of being his Yairish. So therefore, he made himself a memorial. We have a Messiah. If somebody burns somebody's grain and doesn't pay for it, loses Rachmana Lassan, his children. Machlaikas, what this means, Pashapshat means his children die. The Mashah says it means his children are not capable of inheriting him, of taking over his position. But whatever it is, it's an einish for burning somebody's grain. The EU kalyul the ayav. And there's a story of Shalom killed Amnon. I'm not learning Navi now. Not that I know Navi. But Avshalom killed Amnon. What happened was, David HaMelech had a son, Amnon, from Yifas Tayar, and who had a sister named Tamar. And Amnon did not have a sister named Tamar. He had a son, Amnon, and he had a daughter, Tamar, who was Avshalom's sister. Amnon lived with Tamar. Avshalom killed Amnon. David HaMelech got angry. Avshalom escaped Yerushalayim. He was gone for years. After a while, Yoav saw that David HaMelech was willing to reconcile. So he brought Avshalom. He got permission from David HaMelech to bring Avshalom back to Yerushalayim. But David HaMelech did not see him. And Avshalom wanted to get seen by the king. He wanted to come back in good graces with David. So he sent Yayev to come to him, and Yayev did not come to him. So he had his people burn down Yayev's fields. The story continues, but that's not the point. But the bottom line is he burned down Yayev's field, and he didn't pay for it. Therefore, the Gemara says that's what happens to a person that doesn't pay for burning down a person's field. Yosef, Nayamer Lavada, Ruh Chalkas Yayev Ayadi. See the Chalk that the share of Yayev's field is near me. Lois Shram Sairim, and he has barley there. The Chubit Tesu Beish, go burn it in fire. By Tisu Avdi Shalom Sachal Kabesh, and Avdi Shalom burnt the field with fire. Rashi.
It's just a monetary.
Dr. Rashi. No, Rashi. Yes.
It's just a monetary thing.
Right.
Yeah, when the children should not be.
Again, are you judging the Rabbi Shem's way of judgment?
No, I'm just asking a question, meaning it's a monetary thing.
You're right.
Therefore, the punishment the children will.
Yeah, but it's not like it's the Mashal, others how to learn this. Punishment after the Gemara is that they die, but the Mashal learns they don't die, but they don't become capable of taking over.
Yeah, but then whatever happened that Gemara, I think the Machus, this person sinned and this one's getting the Malchus or nothing.
So the Chata Zigit Minya.
Yeah, that's what's happening here. No?
Interesting question. But it's a very good question. Right? We don't punish Reuven for Shimon's Averis, so why are we punishing Avshalom's kids for Avshalom's Averis? I don't have a good answer. If they're young, if they're Kanim, they're considered possessions of the father, so this might have happened, they didn't die while they were Kanim. I don't know. But Kanim are punished because of sins of parents. In fact, the Magen Avraham says, in the first Pshat, that's Pshat Baruch Shepetrani Mayin Shoset. Father makes a Baruch Shepetrani by Bar Mitzvah. Everybody thinks that they're not going to be punished for their kids of heirs anymore. That's not the first Pshat in the Magen Avraham. It's a praise is Hashem that my child won't be punished for my Averis anymore. So it could be Rav Tanim, it's a possible answer, but I don't know, I didn't see anybody else discuss it. It's a very good question. When I've been here, it was a very good question.
At the cutoff date, Bar Mitzvah, Bat Mitzvah, I know it's 20.
No, not for the father's Averis, no. No, this is Bar Mitzvah, Bat Mitzvah, and according to the Magen Avraham, that's what we do when we say Baruch Shepetrani.
Say something for a girl?
That's a good question. They talk about it. I don't know an answer offhand, but they ask the question. 100%. Why would we say something for a girl? I know where to look, but I'd have to look it up. They talk about it. It's a good question. The Chayla Inyan Hatava Miriam, Hataiva, Miriam. Now we're going over to the rest of the Mishnah that talks about the Mida Taiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he also does Mida Keneged Mida, and the story of Miriam is brought. Not the Gemara Midami. Hasam Chadashaita Hadashang Shibayimi. It was 7 days, and she only stayed there for a little while. So it's not Mida Keneged Mida. Amrabaya Eimah Bechain Linya Tava Einakain. I don't know, but that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. By Atava, it's not the same. Miriam got 7 days for a little bit. It's wonderful, but that's not what the Mishnah says. Elam Rava Achiktani, the Chayin Linyan Ataiva device of Mita. All it means the Chayin Linyan Ataiva is that it's the same Mita. But Loila, Midim Ruba, Taivim Ruba, Midim Pranius, but of course it's more. By Pranius, it's exact, and by Atava, it's more. Rashi? He gets more. Midah dugma, similar. The midah type and ruba v'tashlum midah sfrani as Hashem gives more reward than punishment. The Rav Shachaim explains, punishment is temporary because the chait sticks to the person and the einish wipes it away. Schus is permanent. Mitzvahs are permanent. No reward takes away the mitzvah. The mitzvah is there permanently in the person. Chait is on the outside. Mitzvahs become internal. And therefore, the Amida tribe is more because it doesn't wear away like an Avera wears away. Yes?
This is a question I had decades ago as to, isn't there a lack of proportionality in the
About the growing Klal Yisro, he resisted. He said, no, I'm not going to hurt Klal Yisrael, they're Yosef's nation. So they deposed him for 3 months, the Medrash says. He did tshuva, quote unquote. He came back and he sees how right they are. So they gave him back his kingdom. So he became a Yakach Melech Chadash Shenischatu Gezeraisav. He became a new king anew, not a new king, but he became a king anew with new Gzeris, because he now changed his world outlook and became the leader of the campaign against Klal Yisrael. That's a medrash.
Why did he oppose?
Because he refused to hurt Klal Yisrael. For 3 months. But then again, you know, listen, for 100,000 votes you sell down the Yidden, so you for he did it for his kingdom, you know what I mean? There are people that sell Yidden down for much less than that. Right, man damer shir chadish mamer, l'ksiv ayom asayim bakren said when he died. Ashal yada as yaisiv, tabi damek meid man the yad leklau. He acted as if he didn't know him at all. Rashi, zog to Rashi, l'ksiv ayom asmelch v'tray v'yim l'chachin tachtav. Doesn't say that he died. Somebody took over. There's a supporno. I don't usually like to speak out chumash v'etter, but there is a supporno in Parshas Shmais that says, I saw Yosef, Yosef meant he looked at Klal Yisrael and said, that can't be Yosef's nation. This is not the way Yosef behaved. It can't be that these are Yosef's people. And therefore, he used that as an excuse to go persecute the Yidden.
Who said it?
Sporno.
No, no, who?
Pari.
Pari's saying?
Pari says, this is not Yosef's people. Look at the way they behave. They're Yosef's people. Yosef never do these things that they're doing. Yeah, right. That's my right. The Zipporno and Parshas Shmai.
What do?
They never change their thing. Says they started acting with going to Zipporno. Take a look at this one. He talks about it.
They started acting like Shrutham.
Right. Well, exactly what that means, I'm going to have to say that's what I said. Look, it's Zipporno. So I took the easy way up. It's not. It's a Zipporno. He says it right there. I'm trying to say it's not like somebody else. The Zipporno says it. Whatever it means, see the Zipporno, he does a wonderful job. But Yomer Rambam, Hine Am Bnei Yisrael, Tana Hu Hitzchu Beitz Tchila, he's the one that called his nation together and said, we got a problem. Lefichach Lo Ketchila. So therefore, when the punishment came, it mentions him first. Hu Hitzchu Beitz Tchila, Yomer Rambam, called the people together and says, we got to do something about it. Lefichach Lo Ketchila, Lefichach B'cho B'amcha B'cho B'decha. But Shabbeinu told him, and you and in your nation, first you, because you started it. Rashi, look to Rashi, no Rashi. Havan is chak malai. Let us outsmart him. Now the problem is he's talking about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a rabbim. It's just say havan is chak malahem. Let us outsmart them. What is this chak malai? So to Rashi, look to Gemara lahemi boyle. Amar Abchamer b'mchanina boyin nechakeim l'mashiach shei Yisrael. Let's outsmart the Rabbi Nishloilem. The man he dainam. How should we punish the Jews? The Dinah Beis, should we punish them with fire? Sivkin Hashem Beis Shavai. Hashem will come with fire. There'll be a Mida Keneged Mida, and he'll destroy us. Can't start with the Jews with fire. Sivkin Beis Hashem Nishmat. Hashem judges with fire. The Cherem, should we kill them? Sivkin Beis Kobasar. He will kill people with a sword. El Abayim and the Dinah B'mayim. The best way to punish the Jews is in water. Shikvar Nishmat Kodesh Baruch Hashem, and maybe Mabul Oilam. Shinema kimei nayach zaisli, the waters of nayach the mabul, was a cause of a shmua, like Hashanishbati, the pasuk continues, that Hashem said, I swore that I will never bring a mabul again. So the Pari said, Hashem punishes me to kenegemida. Therefore, he has to punish us with water. He promised he'd never bring a mabul, so I'm safe. Now, it shows us the whole approach. Here are people that deal with the Rabbi Nishlalem. Right? The Rabbi Nishlalem can get even with us. But he comes up with a little technicality. He can't get even with us for this. Like, we can avoid him. I mean, do with it whatever you want to. V'hein einem yaitem. Shal kol oilem kula einem evi. Aval uchas emma achas em evi. He doesn't say he won't destroy one nation with water. He won't destroy the water world with water. Inami, who in a maybe, he won't bring water on any nation to destroy them. But they can go to the water. The Mitzrayim ran to the water. They ran to the Yamsuf. The way they did it came back to them. Zadu means cooked. In the same pot that they cooked the Yidden, they got cooked. They punished, they wanted to kill the Yidden with water. So Hashem brought it back on them with water. My mashma, the high Zadu Lishna Dikderahu. Where do you see that Zadu is a Lishna of cooking? Yaakov cooked a dish. Rashi.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can I so here Paro is citing the Torah as his source,
no,
or the Egyptians are
citing. He's citing.
Well,
we're bringing Sukkim to prove what he was thinking, meaning Hashem.
Yeah, but does he? But does he believe that God told us that there wouldn't be another Mabul? He believes this as fact, and yet he doesn't believe in the rest of the thing?
He believes that the Rabbi Shem won't punish with a Mabul, therefore he sees that as an opening of how he can get Klal Yisrael.
Well, why would he believe that?
Why would he believe that? Because it was handed down generation to generation. Wasn't that
then why isn't he... Then why wasn't he worried about everything else? I mean, either he believes it or he thinks it's all nonsense. Our understanding is he thinks it's all nonsense.
He believes it better than we believe it. He believed the Mida Kenegan Mida. He knew that.
Then why would he? I mean, then why would he challenge everything else? Why would he have his necromancers or whatever they're called? Why would he have his magicians? Why isn't he a believer if he believes?
Again, I think he's a believer, but at the same time, he's not a believer the way we are believers, that Hashem Echad, that it's all one power, and that it can be influenced, and it can be changed. He believes that there's still room for wiggle room. There's still room around. Magicians, kishuv, all those things are room around the way the Rabbi Islam allows the world to be run. He has certain rules, the Rabbi Islam. But if you play with those rules, you have a lot of latitude. That's what I think he believes. I mean, again, it shows what happens to humans when they believe in themselves more than they believe in anything else. He believed in himself haughtiness, these kind of characteristics can make a person believe things that, at the end of the day, aren't too logical.
With the deepest, very deepest respect, this feels like a chiddush to me. The idea that Paro, of all people, in the cesspool of human thought and actions, has some basic belief as we do, and yet lives in this cognitive dissonance that he just can't, that he's uprooting everything and turning everything on its head. I thought he was Hashem. That's how I heard it.
I think he viewed himself as a medium. He viewed himself as a medium. Again, he did not believe that Hashem, the way we believe in Hashem, he believed Hashem had limited powers. He thought if you play by the rule book, then Hashem doesn't get involved. And this was to him part of the rule book. But I hear your question. It's a good question, but that's what it seems to say. Yes, Doctor.
The answer to Pasuk which foreshadows what you just said. And when Moshe Rabbeinu Alashon comes up to speak to Paro, Paro's response is there is no Hashem. He said, "Me Hashem why? That who is God? Who is?"
No, he doesn't say that. He says, "Lo yadati is Hashem."
Well, I'm sorry, you're right. I'm wrong. But he's not saying there is no Rabbeinu Shalom. He's saying that your Rabbeinu Shalom does not apply to me. It's Shtei Rishus.
I don't think he's saying it's Shtei Rishus. I'm not going to argue this point. It may be. I understood it. He thought that there's a lot of wiggle room. You know, there's a Medrash that always, to me, is a Kiddush. But it's the same idea that Harvey's asking, but it's the same idea. Paro had a dream. that Mitzrayim was on one side of the scale, and on the other side of the scale was one sheep. And the sheep outweighed all the whole Mitzrayim. In the scale, it pushed down the whole Mitzrayim. He got up in the morning, and he called his advisors, and they told him there's going to be a Jewish boy born that's going to rule Mitzrayim. So he came up with the Gzeirah. So, so my question always was, Manushach, do you believe the dream? So how do you think you can avoid the dream? And if you don't believe the dream, so why are you worried? If you believe the dream, it says this is going to happen. So why are you making this Gzeirah? And if you don't believe the dream, so what are you worried about? The answer is he thought that he could influence things. Yes, there is this thing waiting, but I can get around it. There's latitude. There's room for me. There's room for me to change things. Because if not, make up your mind. You think the dream is true? Then you got a problem and you can't stop it because you had a dream that said that that's going to happen. Terence says, you don't believe the dream, so what are you making this Vera? The answer is you believe it, but you think that you have control over it. As king, who thinks he's the answer to all mankind's problems, you think that you can still control the Hashgach of the Rabbi Nishleilem. That even though God is God, but he has, either the way I understood it, leaves you room to work around him, or you believe that there's other powers as well. Whatever it is, you think you can deal with it. Because here you have a same idea what Harvey was asking. A belief, and at the same time he's believing, he's doing the opposite of it. The answer is, he's believing, but he feels that his belief system allows room either because he believes there's another power, or he believes that this power can be manipulated, can be moved, can be turned. One of the two ways you're going to have to learn that this is part of his belief system. He didn't think that he thinks he can outmaneuver the system. That's his thing. That's what I see from that dream. Again, always bothered me. He reacts to a dream. He's worried. But the dream told you what's going to happen. So what do you... Marushach. Terence is, the dream is telling you... He bishlam about a dream with a rav and the saiva. He was hoping there would be a rav. But you can prepare for it. But Yitaka couldn't avoid the rav. The rav existed. So there's going to be this boy. Maybe you can prepare for it, maybe, but you can't avoid it. And here he's thinking he can avoid it. So obviously he felt that there's some kind of room for manipulating, changing the thing.
What did he believe that there's going to be a boy for Shien Chai Yisrael?
Yeah.
That's what it's the thing. But by, we're wondering also, by having Yosef, by the dream of the... Nothing was wrong with what he did.
No, that was when he got the dream for that reason.
Meaning, there's ways...
No, it wasn't... It didn't. He did not stop the Rav.
Right, right.
He the Rabbi Shalom was giving him this message so he should prepare for the Rav. The Rav happened.
He manipulated the situation, so it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't manipulating the situation. The idea was to tell him this is coming, prepare for it.
Didn't work out that way.
It
was changed.
No, it wasn't.
Is there 7 years of famine?
No, but Yaakov Avinu came down. Yeah, that's a different story. Yaakov Avinu has chustim. That's Yaakov Avinu. Has nothing to do with Parag. And they paid for it. And they paid for it later. That was after where they paid
him. Also, Yosef manipulated
his father coming. Again, so that's the Rabbi's way of acting, but that's different than Parag thinking he could go around the system.
He thinks he can go around.
Again, he didn't go around the system of the roof. That's what I'm trying to say. That's exactly what I'm saying.